Hello, I'm Temeskin Devasai with the BBC News. The United States has conducted airstrikes against dozens of targets linked to Iran in Iraq and Syria. The Pentagon said the actions were in retaliation for a drone attack by Iran-backed militants that killed three U.S. soldiers at a military base in Jordan on Sunday. Ola Guerin is in Erbil in northern Iraq.
We know that 85 targets have been struck and that U.S. bombers were involved in long-distance missions from the United States. President Biden wanted to send a loud and clear message with these strikes. They had to be different to American action before. President Biden has been trying to square the circle to deliver a response that would be strong enough to satisfy public opinion in the U.S. in an election year, strong enough to keep the Republican pressure at bay, but not so strong that it triggers a further escalation, either by Iran itself or by its proxy militias.
Reports from Syria say a number of people have been killed and injured. More than 800 serving officials in the United States and Europe have warned that their government's policies on Israel and the war in Gaza could amount to grave violations of international law. In a joint statement, they say the administrations they serve risk being complicit in war crimes and even ethnic cleansing or genocide. Israel has routinely rejected such allegations. Esther Brimmer, a former U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for International Organization Affairs, told the BBC that it would be taken seriously.
There has always been a deep respect for viewpoints, and whether it is the traditional dissent channel, that this would therefore go immediately to the highest levels with this type of numbers behind it. It'll certainly get a serious hearing. The question is, will there actually be concrete results or reevaluations done in actual actions?
The lower house of Argentina's Congress has voted to approve an extensive package of free market reforms proposed by President Javier Milei. The bill, with more than 200 articles, authorizes the privatization of most state-owned companies and slashes public spending. Turkey has appointed a new governor to head its central bank after Hafize Gaye Erkan, the first woman to hold the post, abruptly resigned. Here's Victoria Gill.
In a shock announcement on X, Ms. Erkan said she was stepping down to protect her family from a smear campaign. Earlier this month, local media reported allegations made by a former central bank employee who claimed Ms. Erkan's father had unfairly dismissed her from her job. Ms. Erkan has said the accusations are unfounded. President Erdogan named the bank's vice president, Fatih Karahan, as her replacement. He began his career at the New York Federal Reserve and most recently worked as Amazon's chief economist.
Victoria Craig reporting. World News from the BBC. Ethiopia's state-appointed Human Rights Commission says it's investigating allegations that civilians were killed earlier this week by soldiers fighting rebels in the Amhara region. Eyewitnesses and hospital staff who spoke to the BBC anonymously said several people were shot on the streets of Merawi town on Monday. The BBC has not been able to verify reports that at least 50 civilians were killed. Judges at the International Court of Justice have ruled that parts of a case brought by Ukraine against Russia can move forward. Kyiv has argued that Moscow violated international law by falsely accusing it of genocide against Russian speakers in eastern Ukraine to justify its 2022 invasion. The judges found that the UN's top court had jurisdiction to consider Ukraine's request for a declaration that it is not responsible for committing genocide. Panama's highest court has rejected an appeal by the former president, Ricardo Martinelli, who has been sentenced to more than 10 years in prison for money laundering. Local media say the ruling means he won't be able to run in May's presidential elections. But he says he believes he'll be able to take part in the election, despite the court decision. The American actor Carl Weathers has died. He was 76, an imposing former American football player. Weathers became a Hollywood star when he played Apollo Creed in the first Rocky films, Andrew Chang reports.
After his breakout role as Rocky Balboa's adversary turned mentor in the Sylvester Stallone boxing franchise, Carl Weathers went on to star alongside Arnold Schwarzenegger in the 80s action sci-fi classic Predator. A memorable role in the golf comedy Happy Gilmore followed. As comfortable flexing his muscles on the big screen as he was joking around on the small screen, Carl Weathers was most recently nominated for an Emmy for his work on the Disney Star Wars series The Mandalorian.
BBC News.